This is VOA News.
I'm David Berg.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish Prime Minister described his suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Trump said he felt that Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's characterization of the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is moving to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says removing the 20-day limit on family detention would close a loophole that he says encourages people to cross the border illegally.
The new rule will protect children by reducing incentives for adults, including human smugglers, to exploit minors in the dangerous journey to our border, using them to beat the system and be released into the United States.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the administration has
provided no evidence that detaining children indefinitely will change the calculations that people who are fleeing for their lives are making.
And she warns that prolonged detention can traumatize children. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who made the fight against climate change the focus of his White House campaign, has said he's pulling out of the race for the Democratic nomination. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican Wednesday acknowledged an Australian court's decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse charges. We get the details from Rome and Sabina Castelfranco.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal. The Vatican spokesman also said the Catholic Church will continue to seek justice for the victims of clerical sexual abuse.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Cardinal Pell will be eligible for parole in 2022, when he will be 81 years old. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The death toll in a suicide bombing at a wedding hall in Kabul last week has now risen to 80. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The report on the increased death toll comes as a U.S. envoy was set to resume talks with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The initial toll in Saturday's blast was 63, but 17 people later died of their wounds. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said 30 people were in critical condition after the attack. The suicide bombing renewed concerns that the growing threat by the IS affiliate will mean little peace for Afghan civilians, despite the U.S.-Taliban negotiations to end nearly 18 years of fighting. I'm Zaria Shackley.
And an update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.